This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The day's wrap of top business stories.
Power Business, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Fridays, 6 to 7 p.m.
And on the line, I'm joined by Dr. Saul Levine, who's Executive Director at the TIPS at Trade and Industrial Policy Strategies. We are reflecting on the many sectors that are still battling and have not yet fully recovered from COVID-19. Dr. Levine, always a pleasure. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, let's start off and start off by speaking about the fact that when we went into COVID-19, South Africa's economy was not exactly booming. And of course, that was more than a spanner in our works, as is evidenced by the study that you've done.
Yes. So what we have seen is that the economy was in recession prior to COVID. We saw several quarters were down. And then we had the COVID pandemic, which was horrible for the economy. We had a fairly good bounce back, but it has taken us about 3 years in certain areas to recover. But in some sectors, we're still seeing problems. So particularly in the manufacturing sector, not the whole manufacturing sector. There are some sectors that are thriving, that are doing well and growing. But by and large, we have seen on the back foot and a bit of a negative trajectory in several sectors, which doesn't bode well for job creation, economic growth, and a number of other things.
What's also very evident here, and I must ask you about all the recovery plans that we saw being presented over COVID-19. We knew back in 2020 and 2021 that we would need some sort of a very deliberate plan to recover from the pandemic, and that not delivering the way we anticipated?
So we did have some bounce back. Without those measures, no doubt things would have been a lot worse. But when we compare ourselves to peer countries, so South Africa, in terms of the international data, is seen as an upper-middle-income country. And when we compare ourselves to other upper-middle-income countries, like Central Europe and Eastern Europe countries, there are one or two other countries in Africa that are also upper-middle-income, we haven't fared as well as those countries. So they bounced back better, they maintained their growth at a higher level. Everyone's down. The world hasn't bounced back yet completely as it was. But there's also been a number of other factors that have happened. But South Africa bounce back hasn't been as strong. So those measures certainly did help. The economy is slightly bigger than it was pre-COVID, but only slightly bigger. In terms of job numbers, we've got the jobs back, but we need more than that. We have massive unemployment, so we need more than just what we had back. And some sectors like manufacturing are in trouble still with job losses, and we haven't quite recovered on the job front in manufacturing.
It may seem rather obvious, Doc, but I'm keen to find out here, what is it about South Africa's fundamentals that are holding us back to this degree, especially because we've worn the hat of being, Africa's most industrialized economy for so long, but that also not quite delivering?
So, I mean, part of it is we have scored a few own goals. The electricity crisis has definitely held back growth. You can't run a factory, particularly an energy-intensive industry, without electricity. So electricity and the load shedding last year in particular was very devastating. We saw companies that could afford it respond. So we saw a lot of investment going into renewables, and part of the benefits of this year not having as much outages is the fixes by Eskom on the one side, but also companies, households, big smelters and operations moving and mines moving to their own electricity provision. Not entirely, that's still down the road, but investing in those things. But it means that they're not investing in their own factory expansion or their own expansion in their core industry. So that they're investing in renewables, which also has a downside in terms of economic growth. So electricity is a big issue. The ports and the rail issues are another problem. The ports, you know, they seem to be turned around fairly quickly, and there was a lot of pressure to get that right. But that was largely supplemented by road transport. So the rail problem persists, and road transport, you know, taken off, that has a negative impact on road infrastructure, as we witness with the potholes. There are a few other things that we still need to get right. So we've done well on looking at and growing our finance for businesses. So the IDC has almost doubled what it provided to businesses compared to a decade ago. But, you know, it may not be enough, especially when we're looking at the long-term finance. So typically banks will support for asset finance and short-term finance, but we need institutions to look at the long-term investment finance that firms require. And then there are a few other things that we need to get right, particularly around technology. The world is flying in terms of new technologies and investing in technologies and upgrading their technology. And South Africa doesn't seem to be on the same level. There are, of course, individual companies that have made those investments. But by and large, we've fallen behind the curve on that, which is a big worry because that's our future competitiveness. That requires investments in research and development and the big companies making those kind of commitments towards long-term growth.
There's also the issue of trade that I'm keen to get to your perspective on here with international trade and where we're faring on that one, considering also that we're huge commodity exporters, and that also hasn't been a great story.
So, I mean, that's a mixed story. So if we look at the manufacturing exports, we've actually seen fairly good growth. So while, you know, we've got some employment that's down in parts of the sector, we have actually seen exports of manufactured goods growing. So in constant rand terms, compared to a decade ago, we might be, you know, 50 billion rand more of exports. So on the manufacturing side, mining, we're riding the commodity cycle. So compared to 2 or 3 years ago, when countries were using commodities and buying, particularly China, buying a lot of commodities to stimulate their way out of COVID, we certainly benefited from that. And then with the Russian invasion of Ukraine, that also pushed up a lot of commodity prices. So we're coming off the back of it, but our commodities are still doing well compared to pre-COVID levels. So that is doing well. And our agricultural sector, despite all the challenges, is flying. Compared to a decade ago, we're probably exporting double what we were on the agriculture side. It's a much smaller sector compared to our mining and manufactured exports, but it is a growth area. So there are some successes actually in international trade. And with the Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement, we see huge opportunity. It's for us to take that opportunity. We need to be looking at a lot more trade missions, a lot more connections with the rest of Africa, and using the opportunity of a trade agreement to say, okay, how can we trade with our neighboring countries? Importantly, it's not just us selling to them, it's buying from them as well, because we want to support their economic upliftment. Otherwise, a one-way street of just exports that doesn't help the region grow.
Another interesting one that we've seen in our recovery story is what we've seen in the steel sector. I'm keen to get your thoughts on that one briefly, Doctor, because, of course, this also used to be quite a green shoot here in South Africa. We've seen the industry decline steadily over a period of time, but really imploding in 2023.
Yeah, it has been one of the more distressing parts of our manufacturing sector. And because it's such an important sector for the other industries in South Africa, it is worrying to see that decline. There's been a number of factors behind that. But a big one is linked to a different sector, to construction, because a lot of our steel goes into constructing things, so bridges, buildings, factories, all the other things that happen. So, I mean, we have seen a fairly weak construction sector, and that's in many parts linked back to the investment environment, which I can get to shortly. But all of that, now economic sectors are all connected. So the disaster that we see in steel is connected to what we're seeing in other parts of the economy. Mm. If, for example, mines aren't making the investment because they're worried about a whole range of factors, not only price of commodities, then that has a knock-on impact on construction. When you sink a mine shaft, it can often be a couple of billion rand. So these are big decisions, big investments that support other industries. The amount of goods you require when you're starting new mines also supports the manufacturing sector. So all these things are interwoven. But we do need to then look at how we get the investment environment right. So one of the big focuses of the previous administration, I think it's previous now, from Friday, was the investment drive. So it was a big area where, you know, when the president came in, he said, you know, this is something that we need to get right. You look at the data in South Africa, you know, we do get, you know, quite a bit of investment, but it's just not near enough what it needs to be in order to have a robust and thriving and growing economy that's creating jobs, that's supporting small business development, and all the other things that come with, you know, a thriving industrial sector that might happen. So when we look at the investment climate, there's a few things that we need to start improving and strengthening. So a lot of good progress has been made in the last 5 years, and hopefully the next administration will then build on that in order to further grow the investment environment and investment rate, which really needs to grow by like 50%.
Well, we'll be in touch with you, especially as, you know, we see who and how it might all play out. It might be complex, might have a complex environment before we start to see some sort of policy moving forward, Dr. Levin. But thank you so much for your time this evening.
Have a good evening.
You too. That was Executive Director at TIPS, Dr. Saul Levin, unpacking the issue of post-COVID-19 recovery. The whole world hasn't quite recovered, but South Africa lagging behind many emerging market peers in that regard.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.